This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
For today's Daylight magazine, we have Your Bible and You, Youth Corner, and Moments of Truth. I'm your presenter, Emanuela Brefumenta. Welcoming you to today's magazine. Stay tuned.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is now time for your Bible and you.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 to 14.
Now Cain said to his brother Abel,
"Let's go out to the field."
While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain,
"Where is your brother Abel?"
"I don't know,"
he replied.
"Am I my brother's keeper?"
The Lord said,
"What have you done? Listen. Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth."
Cain said to the Lord,
"My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me."
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 to 14. Keep this in your heart.
AWR, Voice of Hope, we will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
Brace yourself for our next segment, Youth Corner.
Leave it to me, I'll lead you on. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
Listener, once again we are back to you on Youth Corner. I am your host, Rudy Mampem. We are going to continue from exactly where we ended, as I promised you in our last discussion about healthy living. With me in the studio, I have
Gloria Amodamwa, a Levanred business student of Valley View University.
And I'm Hineba Kofinti, a health lecturer at Valley View University.
Okay, so we are going to continue right from where we ended. Hineba, you see, in our last discussion, we ended at the food that we eat that makes us healthy. What are some of the foods that we need to eat to live a healthy life?
Yeah, basically, we talked about some components of nutrition. Mm-hmm. We have carbohydrates, proteins, and we talk about lipids, fats and oils, vitamins, minerals, dietary fiber, water. Your food should include all that. But as to how you select them, we have something that we call food pyramid that actually gives every individual the choice that you have to make when you want to eat a balanced diet. That is, they should have at the base, you have the carbohydrate foods, you have the grains, the cereals, the tubers, they form most of the carbohydrate foods. And in Ghana and most African countries,
mm-hmm.
basically we have tubers and then
yeah.
the grains that are used to make a whole lot of things. You're talking about the banku, the yam, the eba, and yeah. those things.
And then soups.
Then you go further, you have the protein there, where you have the meat, and then the legumes, the beans family, and all that. Then you need vegetables and fruits, which basically seem to be lacking in most African diets.
Okay.
You don't seem to have them. Okay, then you need nuts, seeds, and nuts, the peanuts or ground nuts. Then you have all the other, now you have the sesame seeds and all those things.
Which one is need, that?
Sesame yeah, seeds. It's a type of small seed. It's very good, very nutritious. They now common, I see people sell them. It has very nice flavor. It's good as part of, aside the fact that they have a lot of minerals, they also contain a lot of fiber. And they also help checking a whole lot of problems with, nowadays there's a lot of cancers and those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you take those things on a regular basis, you should be able to avoid cancers and all those things.
So,
there are a lot of nuts. We have the sunflower seeds, they are there. And then you even, agushi is there. People use them to prepare stew. They are also part of that.
But you see, I learned, I think I read it in a book or so, that seeds cause appendicitis. You were just talking about seeds. And then we also want to prevent appendicitis. How then do we mesh the two?
Yeah, basically it's just misconception. One of the myths about, you know, people think that when you take seeds, you get appendicitis. It's actually not true. Because you need to take seeds to get minerals from that. People in the village eat a lot of seeds.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have much appendicitis. But people in the city who have blender seem to blend everything smooth. Just like people talk about gardener seeds, pepper seeds and those things. Normally when you eat a lot of refined foods, more polished foods, and then you have just little seed particles there, and then they get to the appendix of the large intestines, then you have that. But it's not only seeds. Basically, appendicitis is caused by having particle deposits at the appendix part of the large intestine, the close-ended part of the large intestines. And if they are not able to remove, then it causes some kind of rotting there. Can be corrected through surgery.
Yeah.
Only thing that you can do is to go through surgery to remove that.
This is Youth Kana. We are talking about healthy living. Indeed, healthy living. Gloria, let me ask you this question. Do you eat late?
Sometimes.
Okay, so wait, I'll come back to you. Ahinuba, please, what are some of the effects of eating late?
It's not ideal to eat late. Late here could mean, make it simple, eating after 6 p.m. is late. But basically, that depends also on when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you are somebody who goes to bed around 8:30, 9 p.m., then by 6 p.m., you should have eaten your food.
Hmm.
And you don't have to eat heavy food, just as it's something like the practice of most Africans. The best meal is sent to the evening,
just
which is
like
wrong. It's supposed to be the breakfast.
Sometimes I'm a victim in my family. Probably by 8:30, we finish with the bankum. Everybody's eating. We are happy. You see, that is right now. I know it's a late eating habit, so I'm going to work on it. I know you are listening. Today we are all learning about healthy living. These are some of the things that constitute sickness or diseases, right, Ahinuba?
Mm-hmm.
So Gloria, let me come to you. You have learned today because you are a victim of eating late,
mm-hmm.
that late eating causes diseases, right? What are you going to do about it?
I'll try and stop
No, you are not stopping. You will try and stop. That means...
I'll stop, since it's not good.
So previously, you didn't know it wasn't good?
No, I know it was not good, but as a student, sometimes you go to class, by the time you come back, you feel very hungry. You can't sleep with empty stomach, and you have some eat something. So I think I'll do something about it.
It's also another thing that people have problem with. That is the reason why in most homes, they eat heavy food in the evening. Of course, why they eat late, most of them is because of work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go to work, by the time you get home, you know, Ghana, Accra traffic. By the time you get home, it's almost 8 p.m.
Yes.
And you're hungry too.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, people think that you'll be hypoglycemic. Like people talk about kitty. Hypoglycemic, so you are afraid, you know, you just don't want to. But basically, if you have eaten well in the afternoon, you don't have to suffer. You will not have to suffer hypoglycemic. It can carry you till the next day. So you don't even have to worry. All that you have to do is to take something that is very light. Ideally, you can eat fruits. Here, we don't even like eating fruits.
Mm.
But when you realize that...
It's waste of money.
That is why they say, you know, sometimes you might think that fruits are expensive, but it's not always the case. Of course, Ghana, sometimes the fruits are expensive, but if you have to share with a large family, it's not. The idea is not to eat plenty. Something small that can carry you, give you a little energy. So when you are sleeping, you don't burn much energy. So you shouldn't have any problem.
Oh, Hiniba, fasting, is it part of living a healthy life?
Yeah. People think that fasting is only for Christians or Muslims. Muslims do fast a lot, you know, during Ramadan, they fast. But fasting is part of a healthy life. You know, we eat 3 times a day. Some people eat 4 times, 5 times a day. And the way they load their tummies, their digestive system suffers. Sometimes, just as we wash our bodies outside, we bathe. Sometimes you can also drink a lot of water to clean your system. But you can do that when you do not eat. Okay, so sometimes, let's say once every month, you have one day that you drink a lot of water just to flush your system out.
Wow. You have to drink a lot of water. You have to fast. It doesn't mean you should starve. Please, there is a difference between starvation and fasting. Youth Ghana is always an educating program, especially with Ohineba Kofi Inti and Gloria Amodamua with me in the studio. It's so educating, so interesting. I am your host, Rudy Mampim. Thank you for listening.
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please write to Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we are expecting your calls, emails, and letters.
AWR, Voice of Hope, we will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
He fed the thousands who did not have bread. I saw him bring people back from the dead. Drove out demons from the demon bound and taught us how to walk on holy ground. He made the leper skin like new. The storm dissipated when he told it to. Took jars of water, turned it into wine. Save, even heal this heart of mine.
We have seen his glory. Seen his glory. We have seen his glory. The one and only Son.
I was there the day when the dove came down. Saw soldiers with thorns to make his crown.
Stoke the rulers, she got the soul of the land. After he was dead, king of life again. I was there when he said that he couldn't stay. Was on the Mount of Olives watching him fly away.
In the upper room of power,
the Spirit came to give us guidance as we declare his name.
The only way to multiply happiness is to draw closer to God through His Word. It is now time for Moment of Truth.
On the portals, He's waiting and watching, watching for you. And
beloved in the Lord, we want to thank the Lord so much for another time to speak His word in the moment of truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the unctioning of the Holy Spirit upon us, that your words will be clear unto your children. In Jesus' name, we continue in this moment on the Holy Spirit and new tongues in the second series of our topic. In the first series, we ended up that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are God's children. And if you believe this as a child of God, it simply means you have to reckon yourself as being dead indeed to sin. Because in Revelation 3 verse 5, say, he who overcomes simply means we can conquer whatever is besetting us, drawing us away from the truth of God by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We can conquer. The Spirit inspires us to be prayerful, and He also intercedes on our behalf when we pray in the presence of God. In Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So He speaks our words in the presence of God. So the Spirit is so vital in the life of the Christian, not only to speak in tongues, but it's a total power of transforming us, making us what we are supposed to be. And when He dwells in us, the Bible says we become a new creation. He put us in Christ. And it says, if anyone be in Christ, he becomes a new creation. And all things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. We have a change of heart and mind through the workings of the Holy Spirit. How can we know that the Holy Spirit dwells in somebody? What are the evidence? The person bears fruit unto righteousness if he or she is filled with the Holy Spirit. When we turn to the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse
22 to 25, there you will see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And there the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So when God's Spirit dwells in us, it manifests itself in certain values, certain lifestyle that we possess by the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says it creates the love of God within our heart. We begin to love people, begin to love God Himself and love our neighbor. And as a result, we bear fruit of joy, peace, and long-term patience, being gentle, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentle, self-control. You know, one reason why immorality today has filled most worldlings and Christians, it is pure absence of the Holy Spirit in the lives of many of us. Because when He dwells in us, Bible says He gives us the power of self-control. Now, many of us are losing it. And men are today sleeping with whatever is in skirt, whether it's a baby or a young girl or whatsoever. It's the absence of the control power of the Holy Spirit. Most of us have become very quarrelsome, abusive, insultive, because we are lacking the power of God in our lives. Though we live in the house of God and can even speak in tongues. That is why when God's Spirit dwells in us, He says He leads us into the truth in conformity with the word of God. So if we can do all these things, speak in tongues and still continue to live in different kinds of lifestyle, as one person came to me and said, Pastor, pray for me. I've been born again. How do you know you have been born again? So now I can speak in tongues. My father asked him, what is your request? Pray for me. This man always comes to disturb me. What woman? My boyfriend's wife. How can you be born again? You speak in tongues and chasing somebody's husband. These are the things that we're saying today, beloved. But when God's Spirit dwelleth in you, it says He gives you the power of self-control, that you might be able to endure, to stand against sin. And this is the evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is not only speaking in tongues at all. Speaking in tongues actually is a gift. It is not a fruit. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So when the Spirit dwelleth in you, we bear fruit. Beloved in the Lord, the gift of the Holy Spirit. There is a need to always differentiate the fruit of the Spirit from the gift of the Holy Spirit. They are two separate things. The fruit of the Spirit shows that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. It shows in our lives in newness of life. We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Jesus. And God becomes the Lord of our lives. And we live now by faith. In Galatians 2 verse 20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. When Christ lives in us, His self is dead, is crucified, and we become dead, and Christ lives in us. And He said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So when God fills us, we now walk in conformity with the word of God, not only to speak in supposedly kind of tongue, which is even a gift, not a fruit, but we live in the newness of life. God gives us ministering gifts for ministry in the church and is given to individuals, the Bible says, as the Holy Spirit wills. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 11, it says, but one and the same Spirit works in all this, distributing to each one individual as He wills. And this gift, one is speaking in tongues. But remember, God has not given it to everyone. Jesus did not speak in tongues, but He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so, not all followers of Christ who are filled with the Holy Spirit spoke in tongues. On the day of Pentecost, there were 120 persons there. God came upon them. 12 spoke with other tongues. Beloved, We're going to look what it really means to speak in tongues, what really means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. May the Lord reach you in this series and transform your life with the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. The Reverend Pastor G.Y. Aguado, God be with you. Amen.
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please contact us on Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we're expecting your calls, emails, and letters. My dear listener, I believe you have been blessed by our programs. Keep pondering over lessons learned from our magazines to stay blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. I have been your presenter, Emmanuela Brifumensa. Bye for now.